You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Alexander Walton Masters is the managing director of The Out, an on-demand luxury car rental company aimed at inspiring its customers to escape the city. With a fleet of almost 100 Jaguar and Land Rover vehicles in central London, the company's service is a great option for the many of us who don't own cars and don't want to, giving us wheels for a wedding, a weekend away, or just a nice drive out to the English countryside. Started in London just a year ago, the company was born out of Jaguar Land Rover's venture capital arm, InMotion, which incubates and invests in companies in the mobility space. A serial entrepreneur himself with expertise in the motor rental and VC space, Alexander is also a car enthusiast, with a love for adventure, something he and his team try to inspire in their customers, working to improve the tech-enabled service and making getting away for an evening or weekend quite simple. The service works like this. A driver will deliver a car right to your door and hand over the keys with no need for queuing or paperwork, and everything from unlimited mileage and insurance to a bicycle rack is included. So keen for feedback and to improve the service, Alexander is often known to do the drop-offs himself. Here's Alexander now with the story of The Out.
I would say, yes, we are a car rental company, but we provide a better experience. So what we really did is we looked at each single step in the customer journey and said, hey, we can actually improve this. And what we came up with, it was an absolutely seamless journey for the customer to rent a car. And we took all of the pain points which the customer's having with renting a car, we took that out of it. So what do I mean by that? It's very simple. When you sign up, you use an app, which is our own proprietary app. The KYC, that stands for Know Your Customer, the vetting process is super simple. All you have to do is just like take a picture of your driving license and all of the stuff is done. Then you select the car you actually see on screen is the car which is going to be delivered to you. It's not a category of a car. Should you need any extras, such as an additional driver, or you want to take the car abroad, or you want to maybe fit a child seat or a bicycle rack to it, all you have to do is hit a toggle switch. So that's all included. We don't charge extra for it. We make it really easy for you. And then the big overrider for us, or the big part, is we then deliver the car to your doorstep. So no matter where you live in London, be it at your home, be it at work, we deliver the car to your doorstep, which means there's no queuing, there's no waiting around. The car is then handed over to you. At the actual handover, again, we want to make this experience as pain-free as possible. So our driver, he will then explain the car to you. Should you be interested to like connect your phone with Bluetooth, or should you be interested to find out how the cruise control works, he will answer those questions. But if you should you be in a rush, you can just like get on with it and go off on your road trip. So we see our company, sure, yes, to answer your question, we are a rental company, but we enable you to go out on experiences, to go out on a road trip, to do stuff which you can't do inside London. Hence the name, The Out, getting out of London to do things outside of London.
Well, that's interesting, because if you look at a lot of the headlines today, especially in Europe, a lot of cities are thinking a lot about less cars. And yes, we do live in an age as well where people don't want to have a car and they want the access to them. So explain a little bit about the original concept and what you, where you thought this would be a good market for the company to start up.
Whatever we do, we always do it to like, it has to come from the consumer. The customer actually has to be demanding that. So what we're doing here is we're providing access over ownership. Owning a car, if you live in London, doesn't make much sense. Even if you could afford it, it doesn't make much sense because you don't get enough usage out of your car. Your car most of the time will just be standing around. It will be costing you money, it will depreciate. Then you need to get it serviced. So it's all more of a hassle. So we take that pain away. So what we do is we actually deliver the car to you only when you need it. So what that means, you should be seeing less cars in London, which are only being used for punctual usage occasions.
So give us a sense of the people that have been using the application, renting the cars since you first got started. This is for, let's say, a special occasion to get out of the city. This is for a wedding. This is for a night out. Talk to us a little bit about what you see in common practices of who's renting.
In terms of the customers, what I try to do is I try to get out as much as possible myself and actually meet the customers. And I also do handovers to understand what the customer is, what he wants and what he's like. So the majority of our customers do take our cars to get out of London. As you said, yes, Weddings are a big part in the summer, but also we see a lot of cars going to Cornwall. We also see a lot of cars going up to the Cotswolds. Also, Norfolk is a big destination, but that's not all. We actually also see our cars going across to Europe. So now in the winter, we've seen a few cars going to Austria and France, and they went to skiing resorts. So that, again, is a great trip to go on. It's a road trip. It's a real experience. It's an event where you take the car abroad. The main usage occasion for our cars are weekends, so the people mainly take the cars on the weekends. Average rental duration is just over 3 days. But what we're seeing more and more is that people are now starting to take the cars on weekdays for business purposes because we can see the cars are being delivered to offices. The third part of our customer base, so we've got like the personal usage, we've got the business usage, and the third use is where we're now starting to grow quite strongly at airports. So we've got international travellers coming to Heathrow or Gatwick. We also serve Stansted. We also see that people are coming there and using the car who are not necessarily going to be driving in London, but they will take the car to like drive across Britain and explore that.
That's really interesting. I want to hear a little bit about the actual fleet, because you said on the way in, you've got about 100 cars now. If they're mostly being used on the weekend, we're in central London, how do you then afford to park the cars, maintain the cars? Talk to us a little bit about the fleet.
Our fleet is made up. We're now growing more and more into the hybrid and the electric car space. So those cars are, again, being used more and more. The way we operate is we operate from a central car parking space. And from that base, we then deliver all of our cars out to our customers. Yes, you are right. At the moment, we are very, very busy. Starts Thursday, Friday. And then we're also busy throughout the weekend, but then it gets less busy on the weekdays. That is one of our main objectives to change in the future.
When we met before, we talked a little bit about the size and scale of some of the global rental car companies and how that sort of handicaps them a little bit in being flexible. As you said, you already mentioned there, you're offered a sort of a class of a car, not a specific car and things like that. But talk to me a little bit about how you actually approach the customers. You're a little bit more nimble. I think you're set up sort of like a small tech company. So tell us about how you can sort of react and work with the customers to build a better experience.
We definitely have we would like to see that we've got a tech angle inside our company. However, we always use tech as an enabler to make life easier for our customer. I wouldn't classically say we're like a pure tech company. We're still working with cars and depreciable assets. How we make things easier is we're now working on a project to offer our customers keyless technology, which just makes it a lot easier to open and close the doors and to make cars available for customers basically 24/7. The other side to it is also that as we gather data, as we gather feedback from customers, as we gather experience, all of this allows us to better tailor the experience to our customers. So we will in future be able to meet the demand better for our customers as we gather data to understand when and where the cars are required in the future. It will also be able to then have shorter delivery routes, as we know that on certain dates in the year, cars will be needed at certain locations. All of these things, sure, they come with data, but at the end of the day, this can also be called experience, that you get a better understanding or a better grip of the market.
Give us a sense of what the turnover rate is. How many repeat customers do you have? What types of customer data have you found about the people that are actually using the cars?
So I've been in the startup world for, a decade now. And one of the things which we're particularly proud about is the repeat customer rate. So at the moment, if we take the average of the whole year, 40% of our customers book again within the same month. Now, for anybody listening to this or anybody actually working in the startup world, this is like the gold dust. This is things which would not actually happen within a lifespan of, let's say, 12 months, which the out has now. On the other hand, it is something which shows us we're doing things right. Customers are enjoying our service because it's quite simple. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming back for more. So all of that actually gives us or makes us pretty confident that we're barking up the right tree.
You've already flagged Paris and New York as potential next locations. But in this space and what you guys are as a company sort of moving forward, what are the other things you're working on? Talk to us a little bit about what else you might be able to offer in this space as a car rental company.
Dan, I can't reveal everything what we're going to be doing in the future here.
But give us something.
I'll give you something. What we are looking at very strongly is as we gain data and as we gain experience and as we gain feedback from our customers, we will be using all of this to, in the future, give our customers a reason to rent. We do see our car as an enabler to gather experiences which you wouldn't be able to experience without a car. And you will see interesting partnerships materialize over this year. You'll be also seeing some technological advances, which are a bit too early to mention now. But in general, it should be something where the car really does help you to experience something. So if you think back to your use case of saying, you asked me, like, what does it actually mean, or how does it work, is what we want you to do, what we want you to feel on a Sunday evening is to go, like, great, I had the car delivered, I had an amazing experience, I had an amazing weekend, and you come back on Sunday and go, like, I had a great weekend. It's not only all about the car, but it's about the whole experience, which you enjoyed thanks to taking a car outside of London.
I have to ask, just lastly, you said that the fleet is going more towards electric hybrid model. Is that something that will be 100% in the future if it's logistically possible?
Yes, absolutely. Again, it is something which the fleet will definitely be seeing a strong move towards electric. That is what our user wants. We are there to satisfy that need. I think we obviously are at the beginning of this technology. A lot of people talk about range anxiety, but all of these things can be overcome as the infrastructure improves of the charging points, as we have more and more rapid chargers. All of these things, we're on a journey of improvement. That's what innovation is for. We just make things easier for customers.
Alexander Walton Masters, Managing Director of The Out. My thanks to Alexander for coming in to share his story, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.